Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Prayer is what prepares God for the supplication. It's you worshiping him and lifting him and adoring him to the place where he's set up now to give you the desires of his heart that will become the desires of yours. And so Solomon now, he's gone ahead now, and he's talked to God about the sins of the people being forgiven. And then in verse 26, he says, when you do that second part of judgment and shut up the heaven and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you, yet if they pray towards this place, because everybody can't get into the church, but if they just pray towards it, this is where the Muslim gets that pray toward the east concept. He says, if they just pray towards this place and confess your name and turn from their sin when you afflict them, he said, then you hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and of your people Israel when you have taught them the good way wherein they should walk and send rain. See, again, God is saying that the breaking of judgment is illustrated by the giving of rain. Isn't it like God to take something that was judgmental in Noah's day and turn it into a sign of blessing? There was no rain before Noah's day. The ground was watered from underneath, from the fountains of the deep that were under the ground. And the first sign of rain was judgment. And then after that, rain is a sign of mercy. The absence of it is the sign of judgment. But when it falls, you thank God. It's cleansing to the atmosphere. The air smells different. God help me. It's even romantic. Sister Lambert and I used to walk in it when we were dating. We'd walk in the rain without an umbrella. He said, you hear from heaven, verse 27, and forgive your people. In verses 28 and following, he continues the same prayer. And when we enter into the seventh chapter, it says, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And look at this. The glory of the Lord filled the house. Whenever someone would write in the Bible of the glory of the Lord, it was real and tangible to them. It was not abstract. Something that they could behold with the eye and be touched by it in the natural. We say, the glory of the Lord was in the building, but nobody can see it. And when you say you feel it, it's a deep sensory perception, which means it's something that you are soulishly being connected with, but no one can see the rudimentary effects of that glory. And since the Bible declares that God is the same God of the Old Testament and the New Testament, my question would be, then why aren't we seeing that Shekinah manifestation of God to the point where everyone in here, sinner or saint, can behold the manifestation of that cloud, can smell the smoke and be touched by the fire? I would suggest to you that it's primarily because we have not returned to the house with brokenness. For Solomon's request of chapter 6 in 2 Chronicles are all predicated on the children of Israel coming to the realization that they've messed up. Now they've got to turn back to God. And the text suggests that when one turns back to God, he responds by pouring out his spirit. Not by letting you hit the lottery. Not by giving you a man or a woman, but by pouring out his spirit as if to suggest this is what you really needed all along. He said the priest could not even come in because the glory had filled the house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord comes upon the house, what did they do? They bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement. They weren't even in. They weren't in carpeted facilities. They were out on the dirt road and bowed themselves. This is what struck Jesus when the Syrophoenician woman came and said, "My daughter is at home grievously vexed." And Jesus said nothing to this woman. He literally ignored her plea. But the Bible said this woman had determined in her mind to get an answer for her daughter. And she realized that pride was not the way to revelation. So when Jesus ignored her, she noticed something that was very important. She said, "He's not answering me, but he didn't leave either." I wish somebody could hear me. You see, God gives what I call Columbo hints. God just don't tell you no right out unless he means no. He ain't playing with you. If something is a no, he'll tell you no right out. But brother or sister, if you don't get a no, then shift to humility. That woman hit the ground and began to worship Jesus. When she worshiped him, see, true worship does something that you might not understand. True worship irritates people who don't do it. Just like in church. Folk look at you. Why they got to do all that? You ain't a worshiper. Because if you were a worshiper, you'd be right over there with them saying, "I know why you going nuts. I've been there, done that." Woo! While she was praising him, Jesus didn't say a word. He just let her go. "Go for it, baby. Go for it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it." He's saying it in his heart. "Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead." He knew what she was doing. But the Bible says, then the apostle said, "Send her away, because she cries after us." What arrogance. She wasn't crying after them. She was crying after Jesus. It was at that time that Jesus said, "I best put this fire out right now. Let me respond." But notice, he did not send her away. He said, "Let me push her in deeper." He said, "I'm only sent to the lost sheep." I'm going to get my stuff and go home. He said, "I'm only sent," say sent, "to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." To whom was he sent? But he did not say, "I couldn't make a detour." He did not say, "Even though I'm sent, I couldn't help somebody else along the way." All he told her was that "I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus said, "That's my mission. That's my goal. But I know the God that sent me. And he'll pick up people who know how to get in line." See, when I was coming up, we had people that we called placeholders. You know what a placeholder is? You get in line and you say, "You got to go to the bathroom." So he said, "Come hold my place." You can't do that the day you get shot. But back in my young time, you'd have somebody hold your place. And then you'd walk past 750 people. And come up and say, "They were holding my place." And the people go, "Go ahead, go ahead." Because you were smart enough to get a placeholder. Well, I want you to know that Jesus was your placeholder. Jesus said, "God's got something for you down the road, but it ain't your time yet. You in line waiting, but I'll hold your place for you. I'll hold your place until your blessing comes. I'll hold your place until your authority comes. I'll be your placeholder. And when you get to your place, I'll step aside so you can come boldly all by yourself." He said, "I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She said, "All right now." She says something that God cannot turn from. His weakness is his mercy. Not a one of us in here have ever received the full judgment of God. The little bit that we get is so painful. We go back and repent for stuff that our grandparents did. We even tell God, I'm sorry I cheated on that test in fourth grade to get to fifth grade. And here you, 137 years old. When God gets to dealing with you, you repent of stuff you didn't even do. You repent of stuff you thought. Father, I'm sorry I even thought to do that. And I just see him walking over, putting his arm around you and saying, it's all right, baby. This is how you know he's from the South. He said, it's all right, baby. Daddy going to take care of you. Yeah, my mother would beat me and then try to put the medicine on me. I didn't want her to put the medicine. I wanted to show. I didn't know anything about DHS then. But I wanted people to see the whelps on my face and back. I wanted them to see that I had been brutalized. Marks all over me, and I was fair-skinned, and they'd be all over me, just everywhere from putting your hands up. She would tell you, if you put your hand down, you'll... yeah, right, okay. And then afterwards, she'd come in, and you'd be laying on the bed, curled up in the fetal position. And she'd walk in, you all right? Heck no, I ain't all right. Come on downstairs, I made you some hot dogs. I don't want no hot dogs. You try to punish her then, just make her feel bad. Yeah, I can't walk. Come downstairs, I can't get off the bed. And then they come right back with, well, you shouldn't have did what you did. God uses that chastisement. The Bible said the only people that aren't chastised are those that are not children. And I've gotten my share of beatings. But what I love about God is he knows when to stop. Because if he didn't, he'd be beating me today. I'm so glad when he stops, I say yes for anything. Yeah, Lord, I'll go to Africa. He said, you lying. You just want me to stop.
If you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.